What's up, everybody? You're watching and listening to the Growing Up Hip Hop After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. On tonight's episode, we're talking about all things Mazika and Johnny meeting up, DeBrat throwing her off probation party, and Bow Wow and Kaomi still can't get it together. Of course, we have your Glowing Up Fashion, your news and gossip and predictions, and so much more. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Okay. I gave you my heart and you broke it again.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, what's up, everybody? You are listening to and watching the AfterBuzz TV Growing Up Hip Hop After Show right here. And we had to open up with DeBrat because you know she is just everything on tonight's episode. But before we talk about DeBrat, let's get into what we're going to be talking about tonight. So Mazika and Johnny are meeting up. Of course, DeBrat is throwing her off probation party, and Bow Wow and Kaomi still cannot get it together. We got your news and gossip, predictions, and so much more. But let's introduce us, the panel. I am one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. Byron, how you feeling?
What's up, y'all? I'm feeling great, man. It's Byron K in the building. I just came from the Brat party. That's why I got my bandana on, looking real tight, real right. Let's get it.
Alexis?
I'm good. This was a good episode tonight.
It was good, right? Really good. All right. How y'all feeling about it? You know, leave those comments below.
We're watching the live chat right now. Talk to us.
Mm-hmm. What's up? So, before we get into it, overall thoughts, what are we feeling? Byron, Alexis, how are we feeling about tonight's episode?
I just have a question, man. Why does Lil Mama drink hot water?
Ooh. I mean, I like drinking hot water, too.
Really?
I don't drink it all the time, but I drink it after I eat because it helps with your digestive system.
Really? How much do you have to drink for it to help?
I mean, not a lot. I just drink it like after a meal.
Can you just drink like a little bit, or you drink like a whole glass?
Oh, no, I do like at least a glass. Like if I have a mug or a regular glass, at least half a glass.
That's kind of weird. Does it still hydrate you the same way?
I mean, it's just like tea. It's just not flavored tea, you know, just hot water.
Okay.
I mean, I don't just drink it every day, Byron. I'm pretty sure Little Mama doesn't drink it all the time.
Do you drink a hot water cup for breakfast? Hot water cup?
No. She was probably had an upset stomach. No?
Okay. There's Pepto-Bismol for that, though.
You know what? Alexis, do you drink hot water?
No.
You know what?
But I'm not opposed to it. I've never actually heard of that.
Yeah,
but tea, I mean, warm it up and put the tea in.
You're one of two people in the world who drinks hot water, Howard.
Everybody has to drink. Let me know, okay, y'all out there.
I mean, there's some people who's forced to because they may not have cold water, which is unfortunate. But I mean, if you have a choice, then I don't know. Let's just go ahead.
Wait, I have a question. If it's hot water, do you warm it up or is it just room temperature, like hot?
Oh my gosh. I guess we're done with our hot water. Just ask Little Mama on her page. So let's get into tonight's episode. Episode 19, season 2, House of Chaos. So we kept up with Mazika and Johnny finally meeting up at the barbecue that Miss Deb threw. And it was a little shade, a little awkward, because these two ladies, you know, they have a little bit of beef. Even though Johnny doesn't think they have beef, but Mazika thinks there's beef. Now there's beef. And the ladies, they didn't really say too much. It was just kind of a high, bye, awkward situation. Were we expecting more at that whole little barbecue? I mean, Johnny wasn't really... Well, she was invited, but technically she was kind of uninvited.
Were we expecting more from them two?
Them two, yeah. Mazika and Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. But Johnny said she didn't know... I mean, I don't know if she's telling the truth, but she didn't know Mazika was with Fetty. And even then, I feel like that's the past. Why is Mazika bringing it up anyway? Who cares? You're not with him now.
True.
I mean, Mazika, it makes for good TV.
Mazika wants smoke. I think she was looking for something. Mm-hmm. Just like how Johnny said afterwards to the next meeting, like, so what do you want? Do you want to fight or whatever? Mm-hmm. And I kind of expected more from their first altercation or their first meeting until Johnny spoke and said, like, no, I was on my best behavior, so you caught me at a different type of, you know what I'm saying? Like a different type of mood. But now, like, we're not in that type of environment, so it is what it is. So it kind of made sense.
Yeah, it really did. I mean, because when they met up the second time, so they were over it. Well, before they even met up, Mazika met up with Deb at the studio and said, Johnny called me after the party saying, let's meet up. Do you think I should go? Or what do you think it's about? Deb had no clue. So now here they are at this whole meetup and everything just goes left. Like, how? I don't understand. Like, they just sat down. It seemed like it was cool. They hugged each other. Masika came in with her side boob and all, and it was fine. Because, you know, she love a good side boob.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, cool. But she don't slip that slick little dig in there. Okay, Ronald McDonald.
Bruh. And it's crazy because, like, when they first hugged, she was like, oh, I like your hair and everything. And then 5 seconds later, sit down, Ronald McDonald. I'm like, man. But that showed me that Masika, she is really about it because she'll say whatever to whoever. This ain't just some green screen confessional. Like, she'll say it to you.
Right.
Which I respect.
And where did Johnny come from with that money? And just, yeah.
I mean, Masika says she came from the strip club.
Masika's quick. Masika should really be a rapper.
Or a comedian.
So? Yeah.
I could see her doing a stand-up.
Yeah. Yes. She's really. But I feel like Johnny came with, not with the intentions to fight, but she had a hoodie on. She wasn't dressed all good, you know? She was ready. I think she was expecting the worst, you know?
They was ready for action.
Mm-hmm.
For no reason. I mean, well, I guess for a certain reason. Masika still thinks that Johnny was in her baby daddy, Fetty Wap's DMs because she was trying to get at him. But Johnny's like, I didn't even know you existed. Which I kind of believe, but I kind of don't. Because, you know, Instagram, Twitter, like, nowadays, you know who was with who sometimes. Especially people with a name. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. But then when she said, I just didn't know you, maybe. Because I felt like Fetty Wap and Masika were on and off.
Nobody even knew they were ever on. I honestly never knew they were on. Right. I mean, when she got pregnant, and then I knew, okay. But, and then Johnny made a valid point. He's messed with how many girls? So okay. How does she even know?
Yeah.
He got, you know, how many babies?
A lot.
Come on now.
Oh, Lord. Him and Future are just fighting to see who can have the most kids.
Yeah, man.
The most baby mamas.
And Chief Keef. But that's a different story.
Okay. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But I'm so interested. But now we don't know if Johnny and Masika are friends because we saw in our last news and gossip that they were kind of just, you know, interacting with each other on Instagram.
Yeah.
So do we think this might have just been for the show? Maybe they sweeped it under the rug and realized they can work together instead of against each other?
I think so, because they were calling each other sis on the gram and stuff. And like I was saying earlier when I was watching the episode, well, when we watched it together, I think that they have a mutual respect for each other because they both, like, are kind of tough women. If either one of them was weak, then the other one would take on probably the role of a bully. But neither one of them will budge easily. So I think just that alone makes them be like, you know what? We're better off just being chill because, like, this ain't going to go nowhere because we both brazy. That's why I like when Deb said, uh-oh, the two Tasmanian devils. Mm-hmm. And then I thought about it. I'm like, they really are. They be wrecking some stuff when they come around. They so, sure you know, it's smart that they just, like, just have peace with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want y'all to have peace here at AfterBuzz. We love you guys so much out there. And I think, Byron, why don't you tell them how much we love y'all?
Absolutely, Buzz family. We really love y'all so much that our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network in the world that works harder for television fans. But with that said, we need your help. We ask that you subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels, and by doing so, YouTube will suggest content tailor-made just for you, and you'll help us continue to grow. And if you're worried about those notifications, don't be, because they're optional. You can turn them off. You can say, get out of my life, get out of my way. I just want to watch the show. Bang, bang. But when you do that, let us know you did in the comments, and we'll shout you out right here on the air. And for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us remain the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, thank you guys so much. Leave those comments below. Who y'all got, Johnny, Masika? Let me know.
Right.
So, real quick, just want to touch on little mama here. You know, we'll talk about her in news and gossip, so you guys stay tuned for that one, because there's a lot going on with her. But in this episode, she had a small little cameo. Her and BT sat down again at lunch. BT had a hangover because he was partying the night before. Kept trying to get little mama to come out. To me, he seemed a little different. I'm like, I don't know if it's the hangover or maybe the whole conversation he had with Bow Wow before, but he was a little off. Like, it wasn't like he was so much into her. Like, he wasn't catching her flirty, quirky ways. Or is it just me?
No, I felt that way. I think it's because of the conversation with Bow Wow. I think he actually has a thing for little mama, in my opinion.
You think so?
And maybe attraction to her. And I think Bow Wow saying that to him had him looking at her a little sideways. You know?
I think it's partially the conversation with Bow Wow, but I also think, because honestly, I was surprised to see them together again on a second date. I thought that was like one of those one and done type things. So to see them together, it made me think that maybe this was kind of like set up for them to meet again. And just with that, it made it a little bit awkward where it's like, okay, well, we got to go do this. We got to go meet up with each other. We got to have some type of closure, some type of discussion about what happened. You know what I'm saying? So I think that neither one of them really were into it that much. And it's just one of those things that kind of had to happen. And they just had to, I guess, just play it out.
Yeah.
Because he never really touched on the fact. He said that Bow Wow said she came on to him, but he still never really explained how. He didn't really, you know, they didn't really touch on it as much as I thought they would.
Yeah, and it was super awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, why? It shouldn't even be awkward from her because she doesn't really know, you know? Like, BT, you were there. Tell the story. Like, and she's just like, okay, why would he think that? Oh, I don't know. Were you touching his shoulder? Like, come on, playa.
I'd be like, tell me everything. I want to know what he said. Exactly. I want to know the whole story. You know, he didn't really say anything.
Not really. So I hope they follow up with this story because I'm kind of interested.
Yeah.
To see what they would say. But let's jump into the brat.
Ooh.
Finally, you know, the brat is throwing her off probation party. Woo! Congrats, the brat. She was on probation for 7 years, served 2.5 in jail for assault. You know, she hit that girl upside the head with a bottle. But she goes to get her nails done and says, I want to have this party. You know, I want to celebrate me being off of probation. She meets up with her sister, Lisa Ray, who's an actress, and they have a very, like, heart-to-heart moment. You know, Lisa's so proud of her. I'm so proud of her. But DeBrat also opened up about her filing for bankruptcy, which is pretty sad, you know? Yeah. It's like from one thing to another thing. And it's like, come on, DeBrat, pull it together.
The brat actually became probably my favorite person, personality-wise, on the show, just because it made sense hearing that conversation. It made sense why she's so grounded and mature the way she is, because you know how I said, like, previous weeks, she's the one that everybody goes to, even Miss Deb, when they need, like, an anchor, somebody to, like, just hold them down, it's always the brat. And, like, a seven-year probation is a long time. That's a whole damn tribulation. That's a long time. So it's a lot of time for her to learn and just grow as a person, which she said that she did. So I'm happy for Brett. And the fact that Lisa Ray is her sister is crazy.
I know.
That was a plot twist.
Yeah.
I never knew it.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know it.
I knew.
I'm the only one then. It was a personal plot twist.
Oh, all right, Byron. What did you think about it, Alexis? Because it was a nice moment.
Yeah, and I agree with Byron. I like that we got to see her vulnerable a little bit. You know, I feel like she's very strong, and we don't really get to see her being, not as weak, but, you know, vulnerable and showing her emotions. And we see that her sister brought that out of her, which I thought was really beautiful for us to see that bond. Because we know they're sisters, but, we don't really see them bond, you know? So I thought it was very, very beautiful. And then also, I didn't even, you know, watching this show, I didn't know DeBrat had been in jail or I didn't know any of this stuff about her. Because it's like, I mean, now we know because it's being brought to the light. But I feel like if you really don't follow her life, you didn't know those things.
Yeah.
So she's been through a lot. So, you know, I'm proud of her, too. I commend her.
Okay, me too. So she throws her party. It's prison themed, so everybody has to come in, like, their prison attire. Of course, we saw Kaomi come as a cop, and then we saw DeBrat being escorted in with, like, her two probation officers, which
was actually
such
a dope
idea.
Entrance. Yeah. That was a dope entrance.
I was like, oh, kudos to you, Brat, for that one. She was serving prison food. I said, okay.
The cup,
like,
noodles?
It kind of looked good, though. Like, I saw, like, some nachos over there. I'm like, oh, them prison nachos. Okay. Okay.
I was happy for it. It looked like everybody was having a good time. We saw Miss Deb was there with her man, Ahmad, who DeBrat got to meet for the first time. So look at that. And, you know, it was a little bit of drama, of course. It wouldn't be a drama without a nice little party behind it. Kaomi and Bow Wow are finally on again here in the episode. And Kaomi gets annoyed. Like, she's like, Bow Wow, where you at? You can't leave me for 20 minutes. And it's just like, girl, like, let him do his thing. He's working the room. Like, why don't you try to work the room with him, you know? Of course, he's drinking, so it's a little bit easier for him. But she's over there just mean mugging. And I'm like, girl, what you mean mugging for? Go work the room with your man. Like, he knows some people. Maybe he could take you around and be like, hey, this is my girl. You can meet those people, meet some other people. I mean, I don't know if she's really sat down and talked to JD. He was at the party. Does she have every right to feel like me, like mad like that? Because I personally think Baba was just having a good time. Oh, Byron, what you got to say?
No, I want to see what she has to say about it.
Oh, Alexis.
Okay, I don't think she should have been mad.
Okay.
I think she was over-exaggerating. Normally I'm on her side, but I'm not on her side because I just feel like he was just being a socialite. He was just it was a party. You drink, you have fun. I don't think he did anything wrong at all at the party. Yeah. I mean, maybe he could have, you know, encouraged her to be on his side, and but like Shania and Anaya, she gotta like learn how to do her own thing. Like he work in the party, you go work the party. Exactly. Anaya was there, you didn't have to be up under him. I just didn't understand that whole situation. I didn't agree with her in this episode.
Yeah, it's funny because I think her being her like kind of leaving herself was kind of what set him off in the first place. Mm-hmm. Right. You know what I'm saying? And it just brings me back to that meme that's been circulating the past couple weeks. Be his peace. Why couldn't she be his peace?
She could have waited.
I know.
She could have been his piece at the party and then gave him hell after the party. Mm-hmm. But at least be his piece in front of all of these beautiful people.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Be his piece.
She should have. I bet it's just like, girl, like, let him do his thing. Mm-hmm. Of course, drunk Bow Wow was a whole other thing. He gets on the phone because he realizes Kaomi left. And it just sets off a storm. He's like, what you mean? This is what I'm talking about. Then a whole other argument after he just went to therapy, talk about why he argues, which we'll touch on a little bit later. But it's like, he blows up after that. Next thing you know, he's outside just tearing up production, tearing up the streets.
He repping Pyru, all of that. he said on Pyru.
Oh, Pyru.
Oh, man, it's real life.
I know.
It's real life. You can't mess with Lil Bow Wow. Mm.
Just going off. And then what caught my attention, he was like, they keep messing with me. They keep messing with me. Production. And if you guys didn't see our last episode, we had Ayana on there. And she said production said some slick stuff behind the scenes. So I said, oh, maybe it really is production he's getting into. Mm-hmm. Because I was thinking like, oh, well, maybe it's Kaomi. Maybe it's the brat said something, but it's production. Mm-hmm. And he's been drinking.
I feel like production told Kaomi to leave.
You think so?
And like Ayana said, a lot of times when it is between, on this show at least, when it's between the cast and production, they don't show a lot of that because they can make it seem like it's this cast member against this cast member. So that's just how TV works a lot of times. Mm-hmm. But I think that something definitely set Bow Wow off. I don't think he just tripped out for no reason.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think he was mad at Kaomi that much to do all of that. All she did was leave. Mm-hmm. I mean, something else happened that they didn't want to show us to make it look like it was that situation that set him off. So
hopefully they show us more next week and everything because they gave us a big-time teaser. So sure I want to see how it's resolved.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to get Bow Wow in here to talk about it.
I know, Bow. Let's talk about it.
Where you at?
But yeah, I was like, oh my gosh. And then he pushing up on the brat. The brat said she just got off of probation. So she was like, don't be pushing up on me. I will go back. I'm like, dang, the brat. Like, it was a whole thing.
Hey, real quick. Speaking of that now, who do you think? Do you think the brat could take Johnny?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she just don't care. I think she just, like, she ready.
Yeah, I think the brat stays ready.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very well, then.
But, yeah, it was a whole thing. I was like, all right, you know, he's been drinking. He's upset for whatever reason. He's going through it. Like, just let him be. Let's see what happens. Tearing up cameras. And then I'm like, I wonder why they didn't listen to him because he is the EP of the show. Mm-hmm. So if he says camera down, why didn't they put the camera down? Like, what is the real reason? Did Jermaine step in and say, you know, camera up? Did Deb step in and say, nah, like, keep it rolling?
What did the brat say? She either said camera down or camera up, too. I can't remember which one she said. Did y'all hear that?
I feel like she would have said camera down.
I think she would have said that, too.
She would have had his back, because it seemed like that situation was not planned.
Yeah.
And you could tell, like, he was really upset. So I think she would have said camera down a bit. I don't think she would have told him to keep the cameras rolling. Mm. It was too much going on. Like, that was like a real life scene.
He almost got hit by a car, too. As soon as he ran out there, you heard all them cars and everything.
Yeah.
And did he punch somebody? Like, because you saw how did he punch the person in the camera window?
It looked like he threw the camera.
Okay.
It looked like he ran up and he did one of these.
I can see that.
Those cameras are expensive.
That's very expensive.
Man.
I'm like, is this coming out his check?
You know, I want to know. Them cameras ain't cheap.
Mm-mm. Poor man. And I'm like, poor cameraman. And then why didn't security step in like that? Like, as soon as they saw him charging towards the cameraman, like, where's security?
I think that's what triggered security to come out. Because after that, I did see, like, some big dudes and everything. It's so I think they waited to see what was going to happen first.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I wish they would have stepped in sooner. I mean, y'all stepped in for the fight against Mazika and Johnny, and I'm like,
they was there.
Can y'all just let them go at it for at least like 50 seconds? 50 seconds, can I get one good swing?
He said they 50 knew. Seconds, not even a whole minute. he said just enough time for that Instagram clip.
Right.
Just enough so I can see who's going to swing first or what's going to happen. That's another story, though. But with with Bow Wow, he did open up a little bit more. He went back to therapy with Dr. Russell, and he did his one-on-one, and he said the reason he might have been, or he said the reason why he started being depressed, or how he began to be depressed, was at the age of 15. It was right after dating Sierra, mm-hmm. which I was like, oh, okay, he fell into the party lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good boy. I said, oh, I wonder what Sierra thinking, you know? I mean, she's over there living her life, but I low-key took it as like Sierra kind of like opened the door.
She was older, right?
Yeah, wasn't she? Yeah, like a
she
year
was. She was older.
She was a little bit older.
Hmm. But you know, he really got into his depression, and he said how he went to a room and he thought about committing suicide right then and there, and 15 into a closet, killing. You know, I won't say the way how he was going to do it because you know our young listeners, but it was a whole thing. Like, I really felt like sad for Bow Wow. So I don't know, but sometimes like now on Instagram and stuff, it just seems like all of this is a joke to him. I don't know why it just doesn't like click. Like sometimes I feel like he does this for attention, then he might actually be really depressed.
I think he needs someone, you know? Like,
I can see it.
Well, like you said, he just wants people to love him. That's why he said that if he wasn't here anymore, then he's like, I want people to love me for real.
Right.
Because right now you see he's not, and the thing is, I believe everybody loves Bow Wow for real. It's just that he's an easy target a lot of times. So people pick on who they think is an easy target. Mm. Simple as that. One reason why people don't pick on Masika is because she's not an easy target. They know she's going to clap back. But Bow Wow is a little bit different. And I don't know. I think he needs his ego stroked, which I understand because he came up, literally, he grew up hip hop.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. It's all about being flashy and being this and being that. And he had people around him who were good influences, but he's also around this rap game, which has a lot of not the best influences at the same time. So I think he just really wanted real love, not this industry fake love or fake validation or just a bunch of yes men. He wants like people to really love him, and he wants to feel valuable.
I
don't know if he's fully gotten that yet, besides from his mom.
And I think he gets it from Jermaine Dupri and DeBrat, too.
Yeah.
I think those are two genuine people in his life that actually love him and that are there for him. I think it's good that he's seeing a therapist. I feel like a lot of times in the black community, people think it's not okay to go see a therapist. But I think that's honestly helping him, I think. If he's still doing it, we don't know if he's still doing it. But, you know, it's a start because, I don't know, he's going through something.
Right.
Well, like Charlamagne said, if you can afford to go, go.
Go, exactly.
Exactly. Go. Well, switching to a lighter note, can we talk about this music video with Kaomi and Bow Wow? Like, he showed up 3 hours late to his own music video. Then his excuse was, well, I wasn't really late. I had people watching you. I said, oh, okay, well, she's there. I just didn't want to be in the same headspace or whatever with her. I'm like, Bow Wow, why couldn't you just be there? Like, I don't understand. Like, she was waiting for you. You waiting for her. Who's paying the people? Like,
number one question, who's paying the people?
Are you paying them by the hour? Because if that's... Because I don't know how music videos work, but if they're getting paid by the hour, usually they want to hurry this stuff up. Mm. Like, get it together, Bow Wow. But can you only look cute?
She was
doing her thing.
She really did.
It was a nice little thing. I said, okay.
I think the video looked pretty nice, too. Mm-hmm. From what I saw of it, it looked nice.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I was disappointed in Bow Wow because I'm like, this man really showed up in some shorts, a t-shirt, and some sandals. But then he got it together. He got the Balenciaga 2017 on with the Pyru headband and stuff. I'm like, all right, bro, get in the character.
The Pyru headband.
I wonder if the game, didn't the game get on Bow Wow before? by saying Pyru, or he got, maybe it was somebody else, but I feel like somebody got on Bow Wow for trying to, the game. Like, doing the whole
It makes game sense game. If it would have been him.
Yeah.
It's funny, man. It's funny.
Just a mess. But, I mean, they got the video knocked out. They seem like they're in love, gave each other a kiss after. So, go ahead.
Bow Wow seemed kind of shaky on that kiss, though. It didn't, like, she's like, give me a kiss. He was like, just one of them little quick, like, oh, okay. I don't know if you felt that.
Yeah.
I want to see this video. I'm waiting for it to come be released.
I do too.
I want to see it.
What if that thing hits Billboard? That might be crazy.
Who's Billboard? The Billboard right here on the corner.
It's going to go to BET Uncut.
They don't even have Uncut anymore, so it's just going to be on YouTube.
YouTube After Hours.
Yep.
I mean, let me not knock down the dream. She might chart. I still agree with Shania when Shania was like, "You need to do to Kaomi." She said, "You need to do a song by yourself."
Yeah.
Because even the Brat said that. It was like, why is this going to be your first single? You see he playing games. You could at least have three songs out before he was playing these games.
Mm.
I totally agree. She should be doing her own thing, making her own connections. Because as we see, they off again right now. Or maybe they're on again. But what's she going to do when Bow Wow completely out the picture? Girl, she should be using all the connections she has while she's with him. Even with this show, she could be making connections and have her own buzz and fan base going. You know,
she needs to drop her own Bodak Yellow. That's what she needs to do.
I can see that. Of course, you know, work up to it, but I can see it.
That part.
Well, let's get into our special segment, Glowing Up Fashion. Hey. Who we think is the one who was just glowing up tonight. Anything from hair, makeup, vibes. So, Byron, you have your glowing up fashion?
Absolutely. This was the Brat episode.
It was.
This was the Brat episode. She killed it from the first time we saw her. And every time after that, yep, exactly. Her makeup was on fleek. Mm-hmm. Her hair in every scene always matched the color of her headband. If you didn't see it, go back and watch it. Her hair always matched her headband. She was a big ball of energy. And then on top of that, the way she got escorted into her party was litty in the city.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, an honorable mention, though, is Lisa Ray, her sister. Yeah. So, listen, her hair, it was like that purplish color.
Yes.
Listen, she killed it. And then she described her outfit that she was going to wear to the Brat's party. Mm-hmm. She came through and killed it again.
Yeah.
So she beat the dead horse.
Go ahead, Lisa Ray.
She killed the game.
You know, purple is her signature thing.
And white. Y'all know she only wears white? Do y'all know that?
She only wears white.
I was not surprised she had a white jumpsuit on. She only wears white.
That thing was fitted.
White bathing suits, white everything.
She killed the game. They was twinning. They both killed the game.
Mm-hmm. Alexis, was she going to be yours?
I was going to say Kaomi was mine for the video because I like how she looked, but I was going to mention Lisa Ray because her outfit in white, she killed it. I really like how she looked. Hair and everything.
Yes.
She always popping though, so I wasn't surprised.
Go ahead, Lisa Ray. Yeah. Mine is the same. I was going to just say Lisa Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I was going to throw in Kaomi after Lisa Ray because I was like, okay.
The blue and green was like... At the video shoot, or was it mainly blue and green? Whatever it was really cute. And then the makeup.
It was cute for her. Yeah, I liked it for a video shoot.
Mm-hmm. It's really cute.
Mm-hmm. She did that.
She did that.
You did that, girl. Okay, let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, like we said earlier in the show, Little Mama, she she just doesn't have a care in the world. She took to her Instagram and had to address Bow Wow and let him know, like, you are not playing with me. Bow Wow made the assumption that Little Mama was easy and that BT could sleep with her within the week. And she gave us a few videos. Now, we just have one, so make sure you guys take a look and a listen to this.
I want to start this off just by saying that, you played yourself, kid. Bow Wow, you know that in all the years that I've ever known you, you ain't never known a nigga to fuck me in a week. So to even give BT advice like, oh yeah, y'all gonna be fucking in a week, you're being a clown. More importantly, by even misleading anybody to believe that I wanted you to come to New York for us to do what? I was trying to bring you around some real niggas. You want to commit suicide one day. You going crazy here. You going crazy there. I come from a grounded environment that I was trying to bring you to. And we're doing a TV show. We're creating content. You are far from the type
That part.
That was a straight read. Not only did she read him, but she read her mail at the same time.
So just, okay, Bow Wow, you played yourself. So nonchalant about the whole situation.
Just didn't care. She said, Bow Wow, what are you doing?
I agree.
She said
you
played yourself, kid.
She did.
She really did. And then just in all the videos, if you guys want to see the videos, it's out there on the Instagram. But she was just like, you couldn't even get towards me, Bow Wow. There was no way. I had my brothers, I had my father. Oh my gosh, it was the whole thing. And it just opened up the whole door. So Bow Wow, of course, one of the a blog site on Instagram, it was a very popular blog site, posted up the videos. And Bow Wow wrote back, how are you beefing with your own self? Laughing emoji face. And it didn't stop them there. The whole night, they just kept going back and forth. Bow Wow put on his Insta story, in 2019, not responding to none of you N-words. When it comes to this internet SH, y'all gonna be talking to the wall. Didn't stop there. They was still going. Even he put this up on his Insta story and said, in 2019, until then, I'm gonna be petty. Happy holidays, growing up hip-hop Atlanta, and posted a picture of when little mama was on the Breakfast Club crying, and they put a Santa Claus hat on her head. If you guys don't know that photo, that went viral when that first came out.
I didn't see that one. That's crazy. So basically, he's saying he's going to be petty for the rest of 2018. Then 2019, it's new year, new Bow Wow.
Right.
Look at that picture. He wrong, y'all.
He wrong for that. When little mama was pouring out her heart. You know what I mean? She didn't have a glow up, you know.
Going back to what he was saying, though, why would he post a picture of his own self, though?
They don't look alike. He's petty. He's just petty. Oh my gosh. And then, of course, now all this is coming out about Bow Wow. Bow Wow now has an alleged, had an alleged baby mama. So a lady by the name of Jazz Monique alleges that she was pregnant with Bow Wow's child and got an abortion. The abortion was allegedly his request and he paid for it. He allegedly was supposed to help her catch up on her bills, which she fell behind due to pregnancy. But she claims he failed to do so, and also claims that he only reached out to her in fear that she might keep the baby. So this girl is saying she was a baby mama around the same time him and Kayomi were together. If you guys don't know, Kayomi was supposed to have a baby too.
When you rich, you gotta take care of your baby mamas. You don't need no negative press. Just whatever money you gonna give them. Like, he should just helped her with her bills, and she probably would be okay. Give her the bill money and a little bit more.
Why she had to bring? I just don't understand why she had to just put that out there. I mean, I get it. He didn't follow up with what he said, but why they gotta do stuff like that?
Because he's on TV right now.
That's not. I feel like this is not gonna make him respond.
It's not, but the way it is, she's like, oh, he's on TV. He's getting checks, so I need checks.
Mm-hmm. What does she do? Do we know? No, huh?
She's an Instagram girl. Oh, so
wow, that's crazy.
She's pretty though.
Mm-hmm. I know, she's a cute girl, but it's like, where was you a few months ago? Like, where? Well, I didn't even hear anything about her. I don't know. I mean, yes, they keep some girls behind the scenes, but she was a nun at the
behind the scenes.
She was in nothing. Like, no blog sites had her. There was nothing really, like, no fire behind her. So
he must have been paying some good money to keep on the down low for a little bit. Then the check stopped coming in.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Probably got mad. Yeah, well, so that's our news and gossip, baby. Craziness.
Crazy.
Let's get into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, man. Alexis, do you want to kick it off? What are you predicting? Next week is the season finale, everyone. So what should we expect? There's a shocker. We got Bow Wow. We have Brandon coming back to meet his mother, Miss Deb.
Why is Brandon coming back? That's what I want to know. I think it has something to do with Johnny, for one. Ooh. For her, you know, like, saying she don't want to work with Johnny anymore. Because it seems like Johnny and Brandon have a good relationship. Mm-hmm. And I also, honestly, I just, more so, my prediction is I want to know what went down with Bow Wow and the camera guy. Ooh. and the production team. I feel like we're just going to, whatever it is, I feel like we're going to get a little more information and more stuff is going to be revealed about that. That's what I think that's going to happen. That's like going to be the big for next week, in my opinion.
Okay. Alexis, Byron.
Yeah, well, first off, let me go ahead and shout out Lawrence Falk II. He said, "Bow wow, try to be nice to yourself and the ladies." That's all I ask. Listen, I couldn't agree more, man. He deals with a lot of women, so he has to just be nice. He has to be nice.
He sure does.
But speaking of being nice, it would be very nice to see like what the whole altercation was about this week. So that's what I'm looking forward to next week. And I think it's definitely going to end with a bang. Ooh. I'm just not sure where that bang is going to come from.
Bang. Bang, bang, bang. I know either. I predict the same thing. Bow Wow is we're going to get a little bit more about what happened with production. Hopefully, DeBrat spills the beans because she's the one, to me, who seems like she would kind of tell the story in the correct way. Mm-hmm. So I'm waiting on her. I'm waiting on Johnny to just be like, listen, I'm done for sure, Miss Deb. Mazika, you can catch these hands. I want to see what goes on with this.
Catch these hands.
And, you know, and Miss Deb is going to make up with her her son, Brandon. I think they're going to probably have a few words between them two. And then they'll just be like, listen, we're family. I love you. Come back in. Like, I miss you.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
I think a lot of loose ends are going to get tied up. That's usually how they do finales. We're going to see, like, everybody's happy ending or, in some cases, not so happy ending.
Yeah.
I wonder how Bow Wow and Kaomi is going to leave the season. I wonder if they're going to leave together or not. Kind of like a marriage boot camp type thing. Will they stay together or no?
I know. I hope we get a little like in current time or you know what I mean? Like some shows how they put on the side Bow Wow and Kaomi are still together or still on and off. Like
that's that. Closure right there. So that's what we need. We just need closure, y'all.
And we get that video because I want to see it.
Ooh, definitely need to see that relationship goals. It's going to be a fun season finale next week. So excited about it. I'm so happy that you guys are tuning in and listening to us right here on AfterBuzz TV. Please make sure you leave those comments down below and leave the comments on iTunes and give us 5 stars. And we're also on Spotify. Yes, we're stepping it up. And SoundCloud. So, you know, we'll see you over there too. I am one of your hosts here, Howard III. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard III. And then on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live, I also do a show called Back to Reality with my boo Nakia, where we get a little shady over there. So make sure you guys check that out on Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Byron, where can we find you?
Bang, bang. I am another one of your hosts, Byron K. You can find me online at Hero from the 90s.
Yeah. And I'm Alexis, and you guys can find me on all social media at madam_Moselle.
All righty, and we'll see you guys all next Thursday. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.